Blog Talk Radio.
Get a little square word over here. I didn't realize what the clock said. Sorry, fellas. What's up, everyone? Short Stack 209. That's a new name. I don't think I would forget that one. Welcome. Hey, Kenny. What's going on? Warrior Princess. I like that. My son, Johnny, thank you very much. I cannot wait. Friday Night Lights. County Championship. That's football. Not that fucking disgusting display of fucking unpatriotic racism we saw yesterday. Oh my God. Did you see those bastards taking a knee during fucking Veterans Day commemorative fucking moments? Holy fuck, bro. Fuck them. Fuck the NFL and everybody that fucking supports them. Fuck you. And go fuck your fucking friend's mother. Lucky Luke, what's up, Luke? Fucking Lucky Luciani. I'm, you know what? Shit is lacking. Are you on 4G or Wi-Fi? I should be on full-fledged fucking Wi-Fi. Hook of the Claws, what's up, bro? Mia, how are you, sweetie, from Switzerland? No, Sweden, I'm sorry. It was a disgrace, Joe. Kenny, all the way from fucking Scotland, you could see that. My interview with JJ. Oh, thank you, Steve. Yes, I have another one to post, too, that we did at Super League. I have so much material from the fucking Olympia. It's ridiculous. We got so much good stuff from there that I haven't had a chance to put it all up. Sweden. Okay, I was right the first time, then. I'm all fucking mixed up. You guys got to get... It's the Mondays. I got the Mondays, and I apologize. You reposted it. Thank you, Stevie. You guys are the fucking best, man. You know what? Even though I'm not gay, I might have to blow some of yous. Only because yous are so good to me. Why was it a disgrace? It's Veterans Day. We're talking about not just the veterans who have passed away. That's Memorial Day. Veterans Day is for it's to tip of the cap to anyone who served the armed forces in the United States, and I guess all around the world if you really want to think about it. I mean, everybody has their own respective Veterans Day, I'm assuming. But this is the day that we honored, and it's the whole month of November is Honor Vets Month for the NFL, like October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so you have people taking a knee during the national anthem when they say it's for Veterans Day. And that piece of shit, Eric Reed from the Niners, who has taken the baton from the bigger piece of shit, Colin Kaepernick, who Jay Mazen Ortiz sent me a fucking screenshot. He won GQ's Citizen of the Year. Well, then fuck GQ magazine, too. Fuck all of this liberal fucking progressive shit. And I'm trying not to get political, but it just keeps – it comes around and around, and there she goes. And where she stops, we all know. And, hey, what's up? You shut one out, my friend. You are going to be fucking happy with the fucking package you get in the mail from me. You can't do that on Veterans Day. And if you guys saw the video I posted of my son's varsity game with all the kids with the flags – how fucking amazing was that? It was honoring my great-grandfather in World War II. Really? Wow. Now, was he fighting for Scotland, I'm assuming, Kenny? School me. I don't know. But that is so – I love seeing that, man.
fucking, you know, people's relatives that fought. My uncle fought in World War II. He's dead now. He didn't die there. I mean, he died of a heart attack in 75. But, I mean, you know, but he did fight for his country in World War II. And I still have the helmet of the Nazi he killed and he brought home as a souvenir. My dad gave it to me. I spoke about that before, but we don't want to be redundant like the other guys. Please don't allow. If I start to tell you something, Big Muscles Mike, if I say something that I've said before, please write, go fuck your mother, Joe, and I'll know exactly what you mean, and I'll stop. Who's my favorite athlete ever? Good question, Hugo Claus. I always fuck your name up. And thank you for YouTube comments and posts, my friend. I've subscribed to your YouTube channel. Bobby Mezzeros, what's up, my friend? We were doing some DMing before. Bobby's good peeps. And Bobby, if you have a YouTube channel, I shall subscribe to it. Even if you don't post, I still subscribe. I don't care. If you just, as long as you don't put videos. If you fucking support my videos, I'll subscribe to you. My favorite athlete ever. Wow, that's a good question. I got to think of. Is Greg coming on too today? Not on my show. I can only answer for my channel. And even then, I might not be able to answer. I'm a fucking mess some days. Spitfire battles and oh, bro, that is fucking. God bless him, man. Prophet, what's up, dude? Spitfire is with Battle of Britain. Holy fuck! God bless your granddad, then, bro. You're young. If my uncle fought in World War II and your grandfather fought, how old am I? Big Muscles Mike, the comeback. I love it. Just say Clouds without the letter D. That's my first name, Klaus. But I like to say the whole thing. Who could have Claus? That was like Santa Claus. Like it's like the Burgermeister in the Christmas show. Hey, Wildfire. What's up, Chris? My guy. Hi, Crystal. Cheers, Joe. No need, my friend. Cheers. We'll have a drink one day to your fucking grandfather. But for now, how I hope he was alive and well after the Allies sent those fucking Nazi cocksuckers to their graves. I hope that he was a grandfather you knew. Kava 23, and I see two girls. Yeah! Put Greg on the... Greg was on the cover of my first issue, fall 2009, when the magazine was just a digital. But you will not see that again. How about the GQ? I was just saying that, Maze. What a fucking sellout cunt magazine. GQ, fuck you. Hi, Crystal. Crystal is the best. What's up with Greg? He doesn't work for this company no more. Why would I put him on the fucking cover? Let MD put him on their fucking shit covers. Hey, they put a fucking 20-year-old picture of Flex Wheeler on there. You might as well put a 20-year-old picture of Greg on there. What the fuck? The difference at this point. He'd outsell Flex Wheeler covers. Have Valentino holding Comerica for the December. What is your problem with my friend Comerica, Dave Goyes? Dave is a good fucking man. Joe, did you see Boston Lloyd post talking about the IFB? No, I did not see that. I'm assuming on Facebook because Boston, I love Boston's Facebook. I haven't really been on Facebook much today. I posted a quick video link and stuff, but I shall look for that because I speak to Boston frequently. We were talking the other day. IFBB pros going to the Middle East. I guess it's the camel crew kind of fucking thing that you were talking about. I guess that. But I was going to talk about on this show the arrest of William Sullivan, also known as Billy the Breadman. Where's Comerica? I don't know. He might be working. Did you watch how I know. I cannot. It's how I see it by Ron Rear Window Harris, who now has turned around the shit banner that I'm assuming the other side had High Tech, but High Tech wasn't paying for it. So Steve's like, Ron, don't give High Tech a freebie. Turn it around to the blank side. And it's like all fucking like hanging. It was on Instagram. Yes. What was on Instagram? Hey, Rock, what's up, my friend? I love the fucking Rock. Rock, we're going to hang out at the fucking LA Fit Expo, right? We're going to do a video together. Me and Rock. Crazy Hawk, let me help you out with that. What the fuck is that? Fozzie! Oh, I want one of those hats from Foz. DJ Fozzie, Foz. Foz. How the fuck? His wife is hot, and he put her in the trunk. I never saw what his wife looked like. I've met Billy. I know Billy from the past. When I worked for MD and Fitness RX, I've interviewed him a few times. Hey, there's Kian. Hi, sweetie. The most beautiful girl in the world. Happy Veterans Day, Kian. I hope that you guys had a great Veterans Day, your husband and your beautiful child, and you had a great time because you deserve it. I have some P28 ginger protein. You know what? P28, I've had it before. I'm not just shitting on it because they don't advertise us, but it's very dry tasting. I had the peanut butter at Expos, but just a little bit, so it's hard to fucking say, you know, how good it tastes. Am I going to the Arnold? The bear shit in their fucking female bear's fucking mouths? Yes, of course I am. Did he intend to kill his wife? I guess not, because why wouldn't he have then? I read on Syracuse.com, which is a news site. You're very welcome, sweetheart. That he, for hours, was assaulting her in the house. Google piece of ass married at the end. And then Jackson Heights, Queens. Yeah, that's what you do when you're fucking real estate. I told you, charge for the fucking he-she's in Vaseline Alley. Joe, how's America? It's great now that it's in the hands of a real fucking man in the White House, not a fucking limp dick. The bread man. Yes, the bread man. I thought he was a good guy, Billy Sullivan. I wasn't married to him. So I guess this, people are different, man, when you talk to business with them than they're personalized. But I'm not going to shit on the guy. Well, yes, I am. You cannot hit your wife. You cannot duct tape your wife. You cannot put your wife in a plastic bag. It must have been open. I wish she would have suffocated. Charles Williams, what's up, bro? 1985, the year I graduated high school. Is that the year you were born, bro? Because I'm old then. He did some crazy. Yeah, I'm going to totally shit on this fucking guy. He's a fucking cell. He deserves to fucking do many years in jail. If all of this is true, I got to assume it is. I mean, it's not just on a fucking get big message board. It's on real news sites. I will be there. The wife will give me a green light because she gave birth. Oh, great. Good for you. Thank you, bro. We will hang out, have a beer, and take a video at the Arnold. We don't have to. Well, if you do the L.A., it's before the Arnold. That's right. Savage Little Beast. What's up, baby? Trump Care. I don't know what Trump Care is yet. They won't let it pass. Good evening. Good afternoon in my neck of the woods, but good evening to you. What's up, little beast? Hey, hey, man, didn't let that get too far. So he drove around for 5 hours with her, then let her out on the road, and she called the cops. It must have been open. She called the cops, and then they did two search warrants at two locations that he owned. They came up with pounds of – let me read it off the fucking thing because I don't remember it. Happy Monday night, Joe. Torturing Confederation, muscle sport. See, we're buddies again. We can't talk politics, man, or else we'll start fighting. I don't like fighting. Blink once for every time you drove around with someone in your truck. Anyone that beats on a woman's not a real man. I agree. Hey, Brova. I like that. She calls us Brova. That's kind of cute. Tell Comerica to stop hiding. What's he hiding from? From you? bound her duct tape, put her in a plastic bag, put his wife inside a box in the trunk, drove around Syracuse, that's upstate New York. He let her out. She immediately called 911. They linked Sullivan to a Syracuse home, investigated a search warrant. They discovered 55 pounds of coke and 135 pounds of pot. He's being charged with all of this stuff, and then he also had an accomplice that's involved that was arrested as well. So I have to assume that Breadman wanted to fucking scare his wife, or else he would have just killed her, because you don't do all of that and then don't go through with it. Thank God he didn't, for her sake and for his sake, I guess. He was... No, well, New York, they'd probably fucking slap. Well, he's white, so he would go to jail. But there I go again. Can't help myself. Jerry Ward, Moe looks like, oh, stop with Jerry Ward, another friend of mine. Personal Andrea. Hey, what's up, Andrea? Did you hear about the bread man getting collared over the weekend? So that is fucking insane, bro. That is like 55 pounds of coke. Now, you know how what street value that is? Now, a kilo of coke is somewhere, I think, in the $10,000 range. It was a Cadillac, a lot of. Yes, definitely. Yayo bread. Manolo, get the yayo. Remember that from fucking Scarface? My friend died for that shit. I may not make the LA, but that's, you know. Okay, good. So either way, me and Rock will be doing a video, hopefully intoxicated together. And it won't be on red wine. It's going to be on beers, like fucking men. Isn't he Latino? Billy Sullivan? You know what? He looks it, but the name Sullivan, if that's his real name, that's a fucking white boy name. It could be black, too. But he's not black. It's an American name. It's like Smith or Jones, you know? Or Miller. All the fucking gypsies call themselves Millers because they have all these fake names. He was swapped the gluten for coke in that recipe. But, man, he is going to be he's gonna be doing some time, man. The drugs alone is bad, but then you add in the kidnapping and the assault and all of that, and it's a fucking domestic situation. So the courts will fucking throw a book at him. What's going on with UCLA? They're still in China. Trump's trying to get them out. One's fucking Lamar Ball's kid, Lonzo Ball's brother. They supposedly were doing shoplifting in China. It was probably some stupid thing where they were trying to fuck around. And, you know, when you're kids, you fucking take shit. And, hey, Dylan Frazier, what's up, bro? Dirty white boy. Me and you both, pal. when you're a kid, you try to see if you can get away with stealing gum from the fucking corner store. They were probably doing something stupid like that. But not in red China, you dopes. It's communist fucking nation. You're going to get fucked. They'll get them out. The team came back without them because they were like, we got to leave. You guys are fucking college still. Fuck you. You got to hit to the judge. Say goodnight to the bread guy. You're not going to see a bread guy like that again. Leave the gun, take the bread. Have that, Mason. You like that one? If you lived in Canada, he'd get a slap on the wrist. Probably that fucking homo fucking prime minister up there. Huh? Hell no wine, straight beer. Yeah, I was making fun of the guy who owns MD. The guy who likes striated, I love striated glutes too, but on female butts. Like Vicy Crystal striated glutes or fucking Kieran Auerbach striated glutes or Mia's striated glutes, I get a chubby. But if I see Ronnie Coleman's, no. What? Immigrant has syndrome. Yeah, Prophet sent me that one of those Brazilian fucking Synthor guys. Never steal from a commie. Hey, Stana, what's up, bro? How are you, John? That's right. Straight to beer. The good stuff. Put the Russian Synthor man on the next cover. Which Russian Synthor guy? Who? Fucking Dennis Wolf. Dennis Wolf is actually German but born in Russia. He's of German descent, but he's born in Russia. I don't think he spent much time there, though. We got to drink some Effies, Joe. What's an Effie? So gay. Savage Little Beast likes to knock a few down, I bet, yeah? I ate a bagel from that prick. I was up for 3 days grinding my teeth. I actually had one of the bagels. It was actually better than the bread. The bread was dry. Maybe it was just a bad loaf. They were giving out, like, at the Arnold. So, hey, Matt, what's up? Maybe they were just giving out the fucking shit that they can't sell that was like, you know, sell until like 2009. And it was like 2013 when they were giving it to me. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I can't knock the product because now they got rid of him and they're saying he was never a co-owner or a founder. So I want to get an ad. P28's the best if you take an ad out. It sucks cock if you don't. Howdy from Ohio. I shall be in your neck of the woods come March. That's 20-something from Instagram doesn't lift. They only uses oil. Which guy? A lot of these guys. What is an Effie, bro? I never heard of that. Who? The fucking, the you drink a few. Crystal and fucking Rich Anthony are partiers, and I shall party with them again someday. We are going to have fun at the Arnold, if Crystal and Rich go, we're going to have fun. Or the LA Fit Expo, whichever one they go to, I will be at both. And I will be having fun till the daddy takes the T-Bird away. Snort the bread. Right there, John. Titan Medical. Titan, did you get my fucking email yet, bro? I sent you that fucking thing. I want to talk to you guys. Stop fucking advertising with these jerk-off places. They don't give you freebies. I do. See, look, here. Now, picture this, Titan Medical. My friend Kirk owns this company, but he advertises with me. I give him extras. Full disclosure, nutritionny.com. All right? They have their ads in the magazine. Now, look at this, Titan. Picture you're advertising with me now, right? And I'm going to have your products next to me, and I'm going to show your ad in the fucking magazine, and I'm going to say, go to these guys, and you know what? You're going to pay for that? Nothing! But you got to advertise first. You got to open the door, and then I'll let you fucking get the hydraulic ram and just go, and let that thing fall down. Effie, the colored broad from the Dream Girls. I'll be, hey, it's been Swole John. We got to take a fucking picture, and we'll do some videos together, talking, laughing, and drinking. Are you in front of a PC? I'll send you the link to this. I do not partake in PC. PC's for faggots. No, I'm in front of my laptop. Yes, I'm videoing as we speak on the YouTube camera, and I also have the podcast rolling on the laptop. The podcast. But yeah, you can send me a link if you'd like, or you can DM my Instagram, and I'll look at it after the show. The show must go on. But yeah, seriously, Titan Medical, all joking aside, I will take care of you. And I have Cheryl Spangler is doing shows with us now, so I wanted to talk to you about sponsoring her MSTV series. Since she's one of your sponsored athletes, it makes too much sense. Advertise, advertise. Yes, or else this show goes bye-bye. And I got to go work again. Oh, that would suck, man. I'm so used to doing this shit. I don't want to fucking go do real work again. Kirk Betzina, like captain. Yeah, so what's your guy's thought on the William Breadman, man? Is that like, that's fucking, I mean, it's not Titus fucked up, but it's pretty fucked up. Send me anything you can think of that will help my gastric bypass. Oh, are you the gastric bypass guy that we were DMing? I told you, man, shoot me an email. I will do a magazine article on you. I think that, not a website, excuse me. The magazine, it's thin, man. I only have so many pages. It's four times a year, and I use it for like the Lee Priest and Boston Lloyd columns and shit like that. So we'll do a website article on you, bro, without a doubt. I have a PC job. It sucks balls. Man, that would suck. PC long time. I haven't heard that. Jessica Reyes Padilla, Yamamoto nutrition-sponsored athlete that we did a great interview with. Hi, Jessica. Fucking Rosetta set me up with an interview with Jessica, and it was good because I got to stand next and have my arm around her. Sexy fucking hard body. God damn, she was fucking hot. Hey, Mr. Hey, Mrs. Yes, we will do a story on you too, Jessica. If Yamamoto comes in, man, we're going to blow up every one of their fucking athletes. So pass the word. When you were working, schmuck, what did you do? I can't say, Johnny. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to say it on the air. I might get whacked. Joey doesn't want to go back to the no-show jobs at the dogs. Yes, you're right. The card, we used to call those card jobs. He had a card saying you were in the fucking union. Your hands are very smooth for a fucking, I'm a shop steward. Remember that from the movie? Yes, I don't want to go back to no-show jobs. It sucks, man. You get to sleep in. Like your page, bro. Thank you. I like yours, too. If you like mine, I'll like yours. Bro, for Joe, this show is wicked. I love it. Thank you, Savage Little Beast. It's fucking, a lot of people don't like this type of show. They get offended. They get offended. How are you? I'm doing great, Jessica. Jessica, seriously, DM me or email me, joe@musclesportmag.com. We shall do a website piece on you, and we'll embed the fucking video. I have to still put it up, but I will embed it on the thing. Check your Facebook page. I want to see that. Okay, I shall. I definitely will. Thank you, sir. It's me. It's website. Awesome. Thank you. A hitman? Yes, mafia talk. Scare tactic gone wrong. What we didn't know is there was 60 pounds prior to the drive. Oh, you think so? Where did that 10 pounds of blocaine go? Maybe up her ass. No, just kidding. No, but that's fucking bad, bro. That's bad. And then Kevin Greck from Evolution of Bodybuilding.net, who I highly recommend to subscribe to his Instagram and And he has a Vimeo channel. You ever reach out to Norm Johnson, guy? No, I have not. I'm sorry, I haven't. I've been fucking busy. No excuse, man. I'm not trying to make excuses. I've just been busy. Synthol's not that bad. The pros that. All the pros do it. I love the show. On fire. A dollar. No, I know. Jessica. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jessica. And if we ever can meet in person again, I'll do another person interview. If you're going to be at the LA Fit Expo, or I'm sure you'll be at the Arnold, so we can hook it up either or. I hate it when I see people who love life with a filter. I love life with no filter. Joe, the wife, says hello and great show. Thank you, Mrs. Rock. I appreciate it. Hope you don't get too offended by it. Ladies are allowed to be offended by this stuff. And I love the ones that go, fuck that. Like Crystal will go, fuck that. Keep saying it. Fuck everybody that doesn't like it. Bunch of fucking cunts. Fermented. The same kind of snowflakes that we get from. Oh, my God. Right, Johnny? Me and Johnny are cut from the same cloth. A lot of amazing is. Jessica DM me too while you're at it. Oh, my God. You like her, bro? She is fucking hot, bro. Why is Jerry Wool? Why do you put his. You got to put the at mention before that if you're going to try to tag him, because that's his Instagram. Always live on Instagram when you are. Maybe he started it before I did. I don't know. Maybe I'm the guy trying to steal some of his crowd. I can't. Maybe it just works for him. This is a good time. It works out for people. Synthol dude is going to lose his arms. I don't get Synthol if you don't work out. You got to at least enhance the muscle that's already there. Like those Brazilian guys, they're like fucking skinny fat, and they put Synthol in their arms. The wife is listening for the first time, and she loves it. Okay, then let's make believe that we do good, nice things on the show. Little Miss Muffin. If your wife likes this, she's cool peeps, bro. And I know you would marry cool peeps. But my wife thinks this shit's like, she's like, oh, you fucking guys are fucking, all you do is curse. Stupid stuff. I probably say worse, and I jerk off to it. Oh, fucking wild fucking fire. She's the balls of the family. Good. That's, you know what? You need that sometimes. Mr. Johnson likes it that way, too. Not offended here in Sweden. Good, Mia. How about you piss on me? Does that offend you? Or that, imagine somebody goes, I can't piss on somebody. That'll offend me too much. And I'm like, what about the fucking guy that's getting pissed on and paying for it? I mean, I love water sports. It's so fucking sexy. It's really sexy. But if you do it when you're drunk, it's like water piss. It's not enough fucking piss, like acid in there. I want the real piss. If you don't keep it real, then she will get offended. All right, then I'm trying my best not to tell Jessica I'm vice president in charge of distribution. It's up. Jessica, Jose Mason Ortiz, he's a vice president in charge of distribution or something. Send him an email. Check that kid out. His arms are purple. Yeah, those fucking guys are retarded, man. Profit is fake. That is a fake profit muscle. That's why we love them. The real profit muscle is not even real. Oh, Rosie, Rock wifey, she's cool. Rock's wife has to be cool if she's fucking listening to this and enjoying it, because this is like a fucking the shit show of fucking shit shows. Thoughts on Palumboism or Lennyism? Now it's Lennyism? Man, you know what? Palumboism is great if it's not on stage. I'm a mass month. Peeing on you costs extra. I know it should. How about a hot lunch with Saran Wrap? If I supply the Saran Wrap and buy sandwiches to make the hot lunch fucking quicker and bigger, do I get a fucking discount? Can I any coupons for a hot lunch? A pound of pastrami. Hey, Steiner, I piss it sick. Are you talking Jason-ish again? Genovarism. My pal Genova, I love that fucking kid. What's up, Steiner? Have you ever taken a golden shower on a bodybuilder? Have I ever taken a golden? If you're speaking to me, the answer is no. I served a guy who got pissed on by a hooker. We had to hold him down. It was rough, bro. I've had golden showers done on me, and I've given them, but not to bodybuilders. Well, not the female bodybuilders. Oh, Joey's a fig. He's a fenoikia. Holy shit. What a fucking shit fenoikia. Real profit muscle alters his voice. There is no real. I think it's like a whole bunch of guys just dressing up like that with Halloween costumes on. My Synthol looked great when I did it. Don't knock it because of Russia. You know what? Like I said, if you're big, and if you watched the Mazin fucking on the ESPN video, you'll see the kid was fucking jacked as shit at 18. And don't tell me you were natural, too. What a fucking crock of shit. Look at the striations in your chest when you're on Muscle Beach, Mazin. Come on. I'm way ahead of you, kid. Rock, is it a boy or girl? What happened down on her? He was going down on her when it happened. What do you work for a living? Get me in there. You can switch spots with me. I'll give you a punch card. 10th one is free. Start today. Ask how much for a brown cannoli. Cigar cutter serve, baby. But what was I saying? I forget. Oh, Synthol. If you're going to use Synthol and you're already big and you're juiced up, you can kind of sneak it in there. If you got nothing going for you and you just put fucking CC after CC of Synthol, like a fake tit kind of thing, it's fucking so stupid. Watch it, Joey. My wife would never watch this shit. So I can say anything I want because she won't watch it. You should do a whole issue on Synthol, put Greg on the cover. Greg doesn't work for this company no more. Why am I gonna put MD? See, this is what retards like Steve Blackman do. They put flex athletes on the cover when I work for MD. Now, there's only like one or two flex athletes now, flex, but there used to be more back then, and he used to put these guys on it. I'm like, why are you promoting his guys? Promote our guys. So Greg's his guy, not my guy. I shall not promote the other magazine's guys. Rich says hello. He's taking his test and trend. Hi, don't make sure he doesn't start coughing. Hi, Rich. When are we going to have beers again together? I want to see you shove another fucking wife beater down again. That was natural. Oh, Joey, that's amazing. He made it 25 years later. No, it's okay. I didn't know you then. I couldn't have asked you. What's happening, brother? Looking fresh as always. Just want to check inside. Thank you, bad boys. You're looking fresh, too. I can see in the picture. I was a Marine at the time. Oh, okay. God bless you. Happy Veterans Day then, John. Happy Veterans Day weekend. My wife only let me give her a golden shower in the shower when she's not looking. Wow. My first golden shower was in the shower at the Harbor Motor Inn on the service road of the Bell Parkway in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. I think it's still there, that hotel. It used to have paper thin walls. So if you had a whiskey dick and the girl you were fucking wasn't making enough good noise, you could hear the room next door to go, oh, 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 fuck. Oh, and you're like, it almost sounded like you were having like a threesome because you could hear two girls. Then sometimes you hear the guy, oh, and it would fucking make your dick go down. Paper thin walls at these shithole hotels in Brooklyn were great. But yeah, I did some piss games with a girlfriend of mine, and we were pissing in the shower. Semper Fi, brother. Happy belated birthday. Oh, Kirk, are you a fucking are you a Marine too, bro? God bless all of you, then. All of you. Yeah, I was pissing on her tits and fucking on her twat, and she was pissing on my dick and shit. I thought it was fucking great, and when it was in like a bathtub shower thing. Did someone from Condemned contact you? Not yet, bro, but I'm with bated breath, I await. This is a tough time of year for this business, bro. The last quarter, all of these fucking guys are saying, oh, our marketing budgets are all tapped out, and they may be right, but my fucking marketing, you shouldn't have fucking paid $13,000 for a full page in Flex 3 months ago. You could have had money for the next 3 years with me. Why doesn't Greg work for you? And how come America is still in touch with Greg? Greg doesn't work for me because I fired him, but we have since buried the hatchet, and Comerica could be friends with anybody he wants. He could be friends with Colin Kaepernick. It doesn't mean he can't work for me. I might think bad of him as a person if he was friends with Colin Kaepernick, but as long as he does his job for me, it doesn't affect his job in any way. Mm-hmm. He can be friends with him. Not me. I don't like the profanity. I'm not offended by politics or separate. You have politically just because we're separate doesn't mean we're separate. You don't like the profanity, John? You just like getting your balls crushed by Crystal's fucking boots? I would love to see Crystal in like a latex, like over the knee boots, and I would say to her, ball bust me. But I got to have a safe word because I don't want to get hurt too hard. Sounds like the New Yorker Hotel in Jersey back in the due days. I never been to that one. I used to go to, there was one in Staten Island we used to go to all the time. Victory Motor VMI. He just came back to me. The Victory Motor Inn. Never went all the way to Jersey, though, from Brooklyn. I don't like being pissed on, period. Really? Mr. Johnson? I'm shocked. I thought you would want to get fucking shat upon. What the hell did I just... Yes, we are talking about golden showers in the bodybuilding community. If you want to hear about, you know, how many sets to do for biceps, listen to fucking MD and all of them other fucking lame-o fucking channels. You never know, bro. I hope so, bro. I hope they come to me. Come to me when you whirl. I'm getting flashbacks of those disco days, and I used to fucking bang fucking hot, sweaty dance girls. Oh, God, I miss them. Oh, fuck. Brooklyn was a fucking meat market. Oh, fuck, the cunt that we used to come out of clubs there. Any Brooklynites on the fucking air here? Because you know exactly what I mean, man. Where's some of my New York dudes? Even in Queens. I did okay in Queens. Not great. Banged a few from Queens. I used to say Queens was like the Brooklyn's little brother, little sister kind of thing. It was very similar, the people there. Muscle Sport Mag just turned into Fetish Life. It always was. I am in a park with the wife and kids. Oh, you can't do... No, you got to put that low, bro. You hope you have it. Headphones. You have one earbud each. Don't say fuck while you kick Johnson in a taint. He'll be offended. Fet Life Mag. Everything's a fetish in this world, though, bro. Miss Satira joined. Wow, she came in at a good time. All right, so where were we? At the Golden Shower, hot lunch, or how MD doesn't talk funny and good shit like this. You just talk about fucking skinless chicken and three sets and 312 reps. I love being tortured by the lovely brute She-Hulks like Crystal. Dude, I kind of hear where you're coming from with that, because I find female bodybuilders fucking hot as fuck. What did you think about Tiana? I really didn't read it, Luke. I'll be honest with you. I think that's something that shouldn't have ever been put out there. I think that's something for his family, not for the public to judge. I kind of glanced at it, and I really didn't understand it. It had a lot of like medical terms, and I didn't really read it close enough to try to figure anything out. So I don't really have much to say about it. That's his family. Have I ever caught an STD? I can't answer that question. I need some over-the-knee boots. Mr. Johnson will buy them for you, and I'll get to fucking see them, and he won't. Come on, Johnson. Dude, you guys have the what is that called, Crystal, when the schmoes buy you presents? Like the hate, like the girls that give fingers on Instagram, and the guys buy them shit, like the fucking dom kind of things. I find that so hysterical. I want to be a fake dom so I can get free shit. Give it to my wife. Crystal, all this talks make me want to take you down. She would fucking knock you fucking to tomorrow, Rock. Not you, Rock. Yeah. What the fuck? Where the fuck do you think everyone got money for their gear? 20 is 20. What do you mean? I don't know what you mean. Work, get a job. Anybody that doesn't have a fucking job, I don't know what to tell you. What are you waiting for? You think they're going to just give it to you for free forever? Well, under Obama, a certain folk did, yes. Sorry, guys. I, for one, would not have gotten that free shit. Everywhere they get their money for gear, you buy it. It's not that expensive. You get a bottle of Tess for $75 if you know the right fucking people. And if you got medical coverage, if you're not a fucking loser, you fucking get medical coverage, and it's going to pay for it. You know, you got to get on the books, though, for that. Morris Muscle. What's up, Morris? Figure and physique girls and Brazilian women, all that muscle on. Oh, my God, my dream. You know what? Brazilian chicks are fucking amazing. Yeah, I like figure girls got nice, and they got harder over the years. When it first came out, they didn't have as much fucking abs and stuff. Trend voice too. You know what? It doesn't bother me any. You know, if I know it's a chick because it's got a fucking a vagina, and if I'm having sex with a muscular woman, if I, you know, listen, when I was single, I banged the fucking female body. But let me tell you something. It was fucking great. It was no sense of being with a man. It was all woman. I don't care if the voice was a little deep, if the fucking the clit was a fucking size of a fucking swollen thumb that you were hammering your fucking fence with and you missed. I don't care. It was great. And it you suck on that fucking clit and it's like the head of your prick. It drives them crazy. I have guys ask me about a wish list to buy me stuff. Crystal, you have to. I have seen that on Instagram while I was masturbating. Gay for pay, 20 is 20. I don't get it, though. $20. Oh, you mean you do gay for pay? Oh, they get money for gear by doing gay for pay. Money is money. Okay, now I'm a little dense. I'm a little fucking gabagos, they call that. Hard-headed in Italian. Gabagos. Johnny Juice, how the fuck are you, Johnny? Johnny's natural. Yes, Crystal, definitely make a wish list. Utilize your Twitter account more for that. Because Twitter, you can put dirty, you know, nudes and stuff like that. Don't just share from your Instagram. Use your Twitter and fucking feed that fucking traffic to your Muscle Girls live page. And you can have people sending you fucking PayPal money and Amazon wish lists with Twitter. Yes, I'm interested in your wish list for female bod. There you go. You got a customer. And Johnson, he already wants to buy you the boots. You got two guys on this show. See, I told you should have came on the show. Next week, Crystal. Next week. Next week, we want to get Crystal on this double Instagram live feed, and we will between now and then we'll create that account. Crystal, say Rich, get on it, open that flip phone. But seriously, I was looking for a picture on Twitter this morning to jerk off to you because I had to delete those other ones. I couldn't go home with them. So I'm like, fuck, I couldn't get that. I was at the hospital. I couldn't get to the fucking laptop. I didn't want a chance and get in trouble. But I'm a fucking jerk off. But I was trying to say, oh, she's got to have these nudies on fucking Instagram. And it was Twitter, and it was all just Instagram feeds. So we must work on that so I can jerk off. People always think it's odd because Rich isn't attracted. Really, he's not. How the fuck do you get married each other then? He loves you. He fucking bangs you fucking, you know, fucking every fucking time, right? He's got to be attracted to you. Stop, Prophet. They're my friends. Fucking, I don't like that. I ain't going to block you because I don't block anybody. Because blocking is for faggots. But yes, tributes to female bodybuilders. Torture tributes. You can buy them fucking jewelry. You can buy them stockings, clothes. And they'll buy the shit that they want you to wear in the live show that you're going to pay for. So not only are you getting free stuff, but they're going to come and they're going to want you to fucking put the fucking, you know, go, they're going to want to jerk off to your webcam. So now you're going to get the webcam money. Kim to the T to the Gil to the Roy. What's up, Kiaiaiaid? T.P. Kenny, Stugatz, the Stugatz, the boat. You got three customers. Go team Natty. Three customers for Crystal Wildfire Anthony on Muscle Girls Live, girls with a Z. You can find her under the name Wildfire there. I only stay this big so I don't look like a total schmo. If I was little, they'd look at me funny. Why? Because you jerk off to them and you have a picture-in-picture webcam? Hi, Kim. Kim should start a fund, too, where she can get stuff sent to her. Workout clothes, and then guys can watch her work out and sweat in them and jerk off. Crystal, DM me one, please. Not only women bodybuilders, but women's physique competitors, fitness figure, bikini competitors, lady crossfitters. I like them too. They got that bubble gut, but it's sexy. Powerless and strong women competitors. Also, I'm not a schmo. I'm a well women's bodybuilding fan. Schmo is just a nickname. It doesn't mean anything else. And she has, let me tell you something about Crystal's personality. I'm not just saying this because she's a fucking cool chick and she works with us. She is a fucking cool chick and has a great fucking personality. She's got a fucking great sense of humor. She's been there, done that, seen it all. Crystal, DM me too, please, about your wish list. Oh, Crystal, man. We got to get you going. Don't let Rich know. This is a slush fund money. Tell Rich to close the flip phone. Unflip it. Shoey, I will you. Shoey. I love it that everybody calls him Shoey. It's such a great name. Crystal, let me rub oil on your muscles. I was once backstage at the Arnold watching a girl from like Protan oil up another female, and I almost fucking blowloaded my fucking Wranglers. Me too, Crystal. See, look at this. That's three or four guys. Now, if we can get a girl to buy Crystal stuff and jerk off to her, I'm going to fucking get involved. Kim, what do you say? Let's have a circle jerk on fucking FaceTime. Oh, look at this show. This one from Billy the Breadman getting locked up for fucking cocaine, marijuana, and fucking kidnapping and all of this shit to fucking buying female bodybuilders clothing wish list so you can jerk off to them wearing your favorite color. Remember her biceps? Of course I remember that. My first internet spank bank. They still have like an Instagram account and shit. I don't know if the site's still running. I don't know if it's still out there like it used to be, but that was like just like fucking films. And like, didn't they have live cams too at one time also? She is awesome. Yeah, Shuey was hanging out with her and Rich. He knows she's a fucking champ. She's the champ of champs. She's the goods. The Wildfire is the fucking champ of champs, baby. Her biceps, it sounds so sexy. And they have the fake names on there. I'm like, oh, I know that chick, but that's not her name. They got like porno names. Sometimes they want to fucking like hide from the public, which is cool. I get it. I totally get it. A lot of these chicks have regular, like Crystal's got a regular job. You know, people are responsible. They're not just fucking, you know, boys and fucking this stuff. West Coast Johnny says, "Hey, Chewy, with a thumbs up." That's a racist white thumbs up. You're a racist, Johnny. I shun your racism. I love how they felt politically correct when they had to make colors instead of just a yellow emoji color. Like, nobody minded that. You could have just left it at that. I'm Twitter challenge. I'll give you a lesson. DM me. FaceTime me. Naked. We want Crystal. DJ Fozzy. Need to get a GoFundMe page for the... Yeah, fucking Shuey's got a... but that baby's going to be little, man. You can't leave. You got to stay home for that baby, man. Little Beast, how's the squats going? You want to be underneath her while she's doing that, right? What's your Twitter name, Crystal? Her Twitter name is Wildfire with a Y, like the way her name is on that, but it's just Wildfire on Twitter. I follow her on Twitter, too. Twitter's good, man. I go through some, like, Twitter phases where I do a lot of Twitter, and then I just, like, kind of just, for a while on it. It's got a 14. I thought it just had Wildfire. I follow it, so I don't, you know, I guess I just followed it. I never really looked at it. Now, Pete Kenny's going to go follow it, and he's going to fucking masturbate. Go strong, Prophet. You're squatting strong. Denise Messina, my first credit card payment online, and worth every fucking dime, I'm sure, bro. Denise is I know Denise in person. I sound like the fucking, the ironic douche right now. I don't want to, please. But I do really know her in person. Not good friends. We're just, you know, acquaintances, you know, friendly, whatever. And she, in person, she's hotter than she is on the, well, maybe if she's eating a girl's asshole, that's hotter than seeing her in clothes in person. But you know what I mean. You spelled it wrong, but we know. As soon as you said Denise, I didn't need to see the last name. Everybody knows who you mean. Denise is from Brooklyn like I am. We're both Brooklyn bums. The bums, that's what they used to call the Dodgers. The bums. It's next year, that's a famous fucking saying. I'll fuck a grapefruit to get to the Arnold. Yes, but would you let a grapefruit fuck you? Would you try to put a fucking... you got a gape. No. Ladies, send me progress pics. I only use the black fist because I'm progressive. Yes, Mason. You're more white than me. Jesus, in that video? Holy fuck. Might be better go to the L-Expo, Shuey. They switched the handgun emoji for green. I know. How fucking gay. Oh, my God. I fucking hate the fucking Democrats for destroying our fucking country and world. Even God, let me ask, like, Shuey and Kenny, the guys that are overseas, when Obama became president of our country here and his progressive liberal agenda started to really explode, I think, after the fucking 2012 reelection, did you notice that your countries were starting to become more liberal and more, like, accepting of all of this? Thank you, Kenny. He poisoned the globe. Seagreen is shooting Sintel on his. Oh, stop. Don't fuck with my friend Crystal. He's fucking with Caleb. Crystal will kill you. She loves Caleb. And I love him too, but not in the same way as Crystal. Crystal, Caleb's going to be at the LA Fit Expo. You know that already. I even said to Caleb, man, he's fucking prime real estate for women that are single looking for a husband. I said, if my daughter was fucking, you know, older, I would try to set you up with her because she's only 21. He's like 30 or something. He says, I'm 36. I think he's 30. He's lying. He looks younger. But I was like, you're a good catch. You're a good worker. You're a good looking guy. You know, hard worker. He's a clean cut kid, you know. Denise, a chink. I can't tell what race that is. No, she's Hispanic. Her real name is fucking, what is her fucking maiden name? Lopez? Not Lopez. Jesus Christ. I'm forgetting now. I'm forgetting. But her, Robert Messino is Italian. He's her ex-husband. That's still, they're still business partners in the dirty movies and shit. Sanchez. Denise Sanchez. Denise Dirty Sanchez. Denise Sanchez is her maiden name. Prophet, do me a favor. Leave BC out. Thanks. He's a great guy. Baby is due in February. Yeah, but that's so close to March, first weekend of March, bro. Listen, I would love to see you again, bro. But, I, the big picture, you got to think of the big picture. Your show gets gay by the minute. Yes, it does, Fozzie. I'm waiting until somebody sees the Jose. I'm like, yeah, you know what? They should just call you Joe, bro, because they would think you were a fucking Guinea or some shit, like a fucking northern Italian, like one of those fair-skinned Italians. Little Beast, you're looking great, baby. Hey, baby. Little Beast. She is a very sexy young lady, I got to say. I got to agree with you there, Fake Prophet. Fake Prophet's got a parent happening as we speak, Joe. What, the liberalism, the no borders and shit? It's, how fucked up is that? Now, let me ask you. If the European Union thing with Great Britain, does that affect you in Scotland? If are you going to be part and parcel if they break off? I hope so. Kick his ass, Crystal. I will fuck you up and not in a good way. Leave my – yes. Do not leave – do not bother Big C. Caleb is our fucking guy. He writes for the – every time I get a chance to plug my fucking guys and gals, of course, Big C. See, here is Big C's article, and he's got another. I just got the proof of it. I just got the proof from Sal and the boys. His column. She will fuck you up, not in a good way. Big C, at least 14 years younger than me. How old are you, Savage? You ain't no 40-something-year-old chick. You look like a youngster. See how I smooth talk all fucking broads. Even the guys I smooth talk, because in case I ever decide to become a faggot, I want to be able to bang them. That's a thought, Crystal. In the small chance I happen to one day wake up and my... Do you guys like that new term that the millennials have thought up? What is it? Cisgender? Cisgender. That means I am not going to change what I was born as, or I'm not confused. Instead of just saying, I'm not a fucking faggot, I'm normal. You can't be normal anymore. Everybody has to have a fucking label. Thanks to Barack Hussein. Denise said some hardcore videos on X. I was actually on X videos earlier today. After Crystal's nudies weren't on Twitter, I had to go to X videos. Crystal, what are you going to do? Sit on my face? I might like that. That's not how she's going to hurt you, bro. She's going to probably pull out a firearm or something. Denise is some sort of Filipino. No, she's Puerto Rican, bro. They have spick last names because my people went over there and fucked their ancestors. No, Denise, as far as I know, Denise is a straight Hispanic from fucking New York. Fuck us as well. So do you get to get out of the European Union with Great Britain? Scots get it easy. Chris Cost, hey, what's up, bro? 70 million people living on an island, too many people. I mean, you guys got to get out of that fucking, that European, that fucking German twat has just trying to just, listen, you don't have to repay Hitler's sins, you dumb fuck, Anyel. So you don't ruin the whole fucking continent that my ancestors fucking came from because you want to fucking feel bad for fucking savages that are going to come over and blow your fucking country up. train station by train station. Put your balls in a jar, only a small one. Even I'm sure that let Comerica put them on the shelf to save profit. Oh, you're going to be 24 this month, Brova. Oh, wow, 24. I remember when I was 24, Savage Little Beast. you chicks ain't, you guys are, you're always fucking young. You lie. I want to come work for you. Do you, Luke? What could you do? I need sales. Anybody that has sales experience, we have to speak. Non-binary. The European Union thing. I need sales. I heard somebody's a new salesperson, marketing. Maybe I can hire them. They have experience. Fucking with you, of course. 2 minutes to go. Wow. This Breadman show went fast. We talked more about fucking golden showers than we did Breadman, which is good. Thank God. Save the show. That would have been boring as shit. You're going to use it as a mascara. Cis Guinea. That means you're Italian and don't try to pass as Gentile. yeah, we gotta fucking right wing this fucking globe, man. Rosie speaks once again. Fellas, I hope you can join me on Thursday for Ask This Greaseball Anything. We will talk more about dirty things. I shall answer every question that I feel is worthy. I answer everything, but sometimes about my real past personal life, I like to leave some of that out. I hope you don't hate me for that. But I have to. You know, there's certain things that when you're in a witness protection program, you can't talk about. You voted out, Joe. You know what? And why is it taking so long for that to take effect, man? That should have been like the next day they should have fucking got out. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But we're going to be cut off in a little bit, guys. So I am glad. Thank you for joining us today. We've had a wonderful show. We learned a lot. Rock, I'm glad your wife joined us. I hope she becomes a regular. And I promise to be, I'm kidding, you 24, I was going to say 14, but then I sound like Roy Moore from Alabama. What the fuck is up with that? I never took out a girl that her parents didn't give me permission to go out with. I'm like, no, you don't say that on Sean Hannity's show, you dumb fuck. He set you up, he threw a softball. But I'm still on this thing. So we're going to let that, fuck Rosie. We're going to let this go. I can sell ice to Eskimos. Johnny, if you want to do some fucking, I wish I was still 24. I wish I was still 24 also. I'd be single. I can bang all of you then. Johnny, if you want to do sales for me, I'll talk to you about it. Cause I could always use sales fucking people. The more, the better, man. You know, I do most of it myself, but. Peace, guys. Good night. Shuey, thanks for joining in again. Don't let the bed bugs bite. If they do, move out of the ghetto. you got to have fun in this fucking business, or else you'll just be fucking showing the same things over and over. Got to go to Joe work in the morning. All right, bro. Kenny, thank you. I'll see you Thursday, I hope. Fozzie, you too. Thank you so much, fellas. You are all very fucking much appreciated. Wildfire, I will talk to you about that Twitter. I'm serious. Stay Black, Mason. I will talk to you about that Twitter, and we'll get you some nice new stuff before Christmas. Oh, Kim to the T with a nice pink heart. Goodbye. See you again, Brova. Good show. Thank you, Savage Little Beast. Awesome show as always. Bobby Mezzaros, thank you, my friend. You're a regular now. I love seeing you. See you, everyone. We will see you guys. I'm now following. Look at that. New Twitter followers. We have about 2 minutes left to go. According to the YouTubes, I started this one a few minutes later than I started that. And what anyone says, Colin Johnson, I'll let you get. Hey, CWJR, what's up? Cat Fong, Mr. Cat Fong, what's going on? You're in the magazine coming up the next month. I think I said that already. I hate being repetitive, but if I am, tell me I got to go fuck myself. Just right there. We know already. You said that 2 weeks ago, you dick. Tell me, please. Callan Kaepernick, you're going to buy a GQ? When you're done with it, can you mail it to me so I can put a hole in his fucking top of his head? I can empty my fucking clock and put that like fucking, how many yards should I go? 50 yards? See if I can, see if I still got it. I haven't shot in a spell. How is he a national hero? I don't want to start political. I like you, Johnson. I don't want to do political. Let's, we agreed to start political. I got to keep up my end of the bargain. I'll do sales, Joe. I will have anybody that wants to do sales, email me, joe@musclesportmag.com, or DM me, and I'll tell you how it works. And it's you do it at your leisure. I'll tell you how it works. It's you're not going to get rich, neither am I. But we'll play it by ear. I'm serious. Damn British ghetto. What a British ghetto. I got would have like cold tea. <You know? laughs> I wish I was 23. I wish you were too, man. Fucking maybe we could have sex. Oh God, 20 seconds left. I better fucking stop this before I say something that'll offend somebody out there. You know we don't like to offend here at Muscle Sport Mag. But guys, thank you again for joining us. We'll see you on Thursday. Muscle Sport Radio signing off. AMA next on Thursday, and we'll hit that YouTube.
Jesus.